coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio. Located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
The future of America, not what it used to be, folks. Welcome to Hagman. It is the Hagman Report for today. All the days run together. This is a roundup of the week, the headlines of the week for Thursday, for Wednesday, for Tuesday, and Monday, and part of today, of course. Looking at the various issues, I'm really out of sorts today, and I'm very, very, very concerned over what is taking place right now. I mean, I cannot emphasize enough. And what you're going to see, what we're going to talk about, Randy Taylor's on board, and we're going to be going through what happened this week, the gaslighting of the century this week, in many respects. We're going to be talking about all of that. And even some of the bread and circus little shiny objects, you know, to pay attention to, right, that people want you to pay attention to. We're going to be touching briefly upon those. Before I get into the program, I want to thank our supporters and sponsors, including ChuckDefense.com/Hagman. I'm going to tell you, you know, look, I love the stuff that works. I do. And I like to share it with people. And I'm going to ask you this. Have you ever wondered what happened to Chuck Norris? We've talked about this before. I recently saw a video he made. I was shocked by what I saw. He's in his 80s, and he's still kicking behind and working out and staying active. What's even more shocking, he's stronger, he can work out longer, and he's got plenty of energy left over for his grandkids. Man, that's where I want to be. So what I've decided to do is sign on to this. Now, he did this by making just one change. He says he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this one thing, too, and she never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger. Her body looks leaner. She's got energy all day. Chuck made a very special video that does explain everything. And folks, make sure you watch it. Go to ChuckDefense.com/Hagman. Just click the link below in the description box at Rumble, Brighteon, you know, folks, watch this video. Seriously. It's going to change the way you think about your health. Once again, that's ChuckDefense.com/Hagman, two ends on Hagman, and click on the link in the description box below to watch the video now. You won't believe how simple this is. And just a reminder, you know, Chuck Norris, again, 81 years old, and yet he's got more energy than I do. He discovered how he could create this dramatic change, the changes to his health, simply by focusing on three things that sabotage our body as we age. Now, watch his method. And again, try clicking by clicking on the description in the box below. That's ChuckDefense.com/Hagman. H-A-G-M-A-N-N. I'm telling you. You'll thank me later on that. Now, I was debating about what I, how much I should mention about this. I'm very concerned about the future of this country. I'm very concerned about the future of all media platforms that don't conform to the mainstream media, the lamestream BS media. I'm very concerned about our future. And I'm equally, if not, well, I'm more concerned right now about the future of a friend of mine and a friend of the show, Alex Jones, Infowars.com. Known him for, my goodness, well over a decade. And what they are doing to him that he will not and has not yet, even when he discusses this, what they're doing to him is beyond anything I can fathom in America. Yeah, I'm just gonna I'm I'm really, I want to be careful of what I'm saying, not because I'm afraid. I just don't want to give the enemy any ammunition. Folks, I want you to, please, I ask you to pray for Alex Jones. You might say, well, I really don't care for the man. Or you might say, well, you know, he stepped in it with Sandy Hook or whatever. Look, I was associated with him during that Sandy Hook, the whole Sandy Hook thing. And what they're doing right now, here's what I believe is going to happen. I believe that they're going to shutter him, shutter InfoWars. They're going to do it probably next week. But that's not the end. That's not the goal. Because in a personal and business bankruptcy proceeding, because of a gazillion dollar judgment and a repayment plan that is oppressive to such an extent you can't do business, shuttering a business that is profitable is not really that smart. So what's the end goal here? The end goal is to shut him up. I got a message from him, as did others, a personal message. And I can tell you right now, the goal, the objective is to put him in jail. I'm very concerned about this because just like President Trump, who faces sentencing, 4 days before, at the moment now, 4 days before the Republican National Convention, where he theoretically could go to jail. And I believe they, as Dan Bongino says, political campaigns are all about snapshots and sound bites. They want that picture of him being perp walked in handcuffs. That's what they want. They want him imprisoned, whether it's a house type of an arrest or something worse, because they cannot beat this man. More importantly, they cannot beat his policies of America comes first. They cannot beat that. The Biden potato head piece of crap that's in the White House, who's getting his orders really from the middle manager Obama and Susan Rice and Valerie Jarrett. And yes, even though there's a detestable situation there from the Clinton camp or members of the Clinton camp, these are all people who hate your guts. They hate America. As I said yesterday, and if you haven't watched it, I just ask you, yesterday's show, I segmented into two categories. One, of course, was the just a fantastic interview, I thought, with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. The first part, my opening was segmented out and properly edited, so you've got, in my view, a good overview of what's going on. That was Wednesday. I'm sorry. If you haven't seen that, I ask that you watch it. I want to show you this. Steve Quayle on Thursday spoke about this. We played this, but I want to play this again as a recap, again, to what we've seen this week. But I want you to remember, when Obama came on the scene, and this goes a little bit deeper than what you're about to see. Remember, as a junior senator, he was a community organizer, prior to become a junior senator of Illinois. And right now we find ourselves poking Russia. As a junior senator, unheard of, what position did Obama play as a junior senator that was really out of the norm? He was part of the Lugar Commission, and the Lugar Commission was in charge of auditing a drawdown of nuclear weapons, specifically with Russia. Or at least that was the story that was told. And from that, you may recall, he was stopped in Perm on his return back to the United States because of a passport irregularity, allegedly. Wait a second. He's traveling on a diplomatic passport, but it doesn't match. Wait. The Russians stopped him and held him for 3 hours, alone in a room for 3 hours. This goes back to a long time ago. What was that all about? And what does that play? How does that play into today? You've got to, folks, I believe in my heart that you've got to look back on things that happened in the recent past, as well as the distant past, but the recent past, to really understand what's going on today. But let's play, for the second day in a row, this very brief clip of Obama. This is cut A in the show notes at HagmanPI.com. And then I'm going to have Randy Taylor come on. We're going to discuss this and much more. Cut A in the show notes.
You just have to flood a country's public square with enough raw sewage. You just have to raise enough questions, spread enough dirt, plant enough conspiracy theorizing that citizens no longer know what to believe. Once they lose trust in their leaders, in mainstream media, in political institutions, in each other, in the possibility of truth, the game's won.
The international order that we have worked for generations to build. Ordinary men and women are too small-minded to govern their own affairs. That order and progress can only come when individuals surrender their rights to an all-powerful sovereign.
That was posted by the Liberty Daily. J.D. Rucker, who's been a guest on the show, a friend. Look, it's difficult to tell if some of that is AI-generated, any part of it, most of it, some of it, none of it, whatever. I wasn't there. I did not hear those words coming out of Obama's mouth, but it's not a stretch. Let's assume that for the purposes of this discussion, that he said exactly that. What are we seeing today? You're seeing this absolutely, the distrust of all government institutions. By the way, a well-earned distrust. That's what Obama, in those clips, wanted to sow or exploit and has done so very well. With me is Randy Taylor, RT at HagmanPI.com. If you want to reach him, that's RT at HagmanPI.com. Randy, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good. I was just on Obama. I remember I was in Canada at the time, and one of the MPs up there was caught talking to an individual, and she's just saying, if you tell the same story enough times, people will believe it.
Yes.
Right there. Obama just said it. AI my ass. That's Obama.
Well, and I said that only to hedge myself, because I don't know.
And truly, I don't care. I hate the guy.
I don't either.
And you know what? If he was concerned and that hit the internet, that would have been front page news, and I would have bounced out there if it was me and said, that's AI generated. I did not say that. Boom. End of story. He didn't do that. We know, if you remember campaign promises and campaign speeches by Obama prior to him occupying the White House, he came right out and said, it's okay to sacrifice a few to help the many. They came around and said it. I mean, when he didn't hide that he was a communist, and people still voted for that son of a gun. That man is garbage. I pray to God every day that God does something about it. I'm not saying what. I leave it as open. Heavenly Father, please deal with this. Please. I say it when I say grace for food. I say it before I go to bed. And I pray, and I pray, and I pray. And not just about Obama, about everything. And you know what I pray for more than anything? Heavenly Father, please give me guidance. I will do whatever you ask of me. And I mean that. And I think that's all these patriots and Christians need to be. Heavenly Father, I lay it all on the line for you.
You and I, we have children and grandchildren. And last night I had the rare opportunity to go to a T-ball game. Okay, you got to love those, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Grandparents and parents.
Well, you got my grandson. There's some slugger blood in your family, my friend.
I'll tell you what. The Hammer. He's called the Hammer. I'm not going to give out any names or anything like that. But, I as I sat there and I watched the parents and the kids without a care in the world, except, you know, hitting that ball off that tee and running and having fun. And the coach, what a great coach, and just making sure that the kids have a great time. That's America. But that's the America that these mopes, these Muppets, these pieces of shit are trying to take away from us.
Yes, sir.
You know, undoubtedly, I'll get a little slip or get a notice. Hey, you can't use profanity. Well, you know what? Screw that. Okay, we are at a time right now when if anything is offensive to you, language or positions or whatever, then I believe people need to reevaluate where they're coming from. From Wednesday, the 30 minutes. You know, the essence of that message was, how are we going to respond as a nation, as a people, not a nation, I guess, but as a people to the communist element within our government running roughshod over President Trump? But it's not President Trump only. It's the it's the America First. It's not even MAGA. It's America First. Let's put America first. Let's save America. Let's make America prosperous. How are we going to respond to the people who are trying to take that away? Are we going to play nice and play by the rules? Because they're not. So I want to ask you, Randy Taylor, if we play by the rules, we're not going to win, are we?
No, we've lost already if we're going to think that way.
So what do? We have to play on their level. And some people will say, well, we can't stoop to their level. The hell we can't.
Well, I could stoop a lot lower. I promise you.
I've seen you, too.
I promise you. You want to play dirty? Play dirty. You ain't ready for dirty. They aren't ready for dirty, Doug. That's all I'm saying. You're the one. Hey, I remember this. You taught us.
You set the precedent. You had it.
Yeah, and for once, you'd have the dirty deeds that have been done around the world by you. Done around the world. They're going to come back at you. They're going to come back at you. People are violating every single law, every single right. You're violating everything. You are violating everything that America stands for. And these asswipes that get up and talk for the left, you know, actors and people like that, that get up and act like they know something, they keep talking about this great America and this great president. And I don't know where the hell they're at. sitting there talking about how great Joe Biden is. Oh, wow. Are you kidding me? Their hatred.
Well, okay.
For Donald with Trump.
That, yeah.
Overrides common sense, even.
But what blows my mind, and again, getting back to what I did again, I believe it was Wednesday. The emperor is naked. Okay, you've got a bunch of people who are extolling the record of Joe Biden, when in fact it's anything but good. And it's like the emperor without any clothes, Hans Christian Andersen, a bunch of chamberlains, you know, holding the cape of the non-existent cape, and one child says, "Hey, he's not wearing anything. What's going on here?" And that one innocent child blows the whole thing open. Okay, but you've got a whole bunch of people to what you said that either are intellectually gone, or they're brainwashed, or they're in. People talk about followers or supporters of President Trump being in the cult. They're in the freaking cult, right?
And the ones that back in the background of their mind, they know something's wrong. They just don't want to face it. And I'll be honest with you, they're looking for somebody else to fix it. Seriously, there are many people on the conservative side that think that this stuff's just going to fix itself. There's a lot of people, far too many people, that honestly think that they're going to get a chance to vote tyranny away. Here in the United States, in Canada, in Australia, in the UK, ladies and gentlemen, tell me a time in history, please. You know my email. Tell me a time in history where people voted and everything was okay. Tell me, please. Feel free. Okay? I challenge it. There is no time. It's right now the least that we should be looking at and getting ready to perform civil disobedience. Okay? I don't know. I'm just saying, because you have Black Lives Matter and Antifa, and you're going to see the left out here swing. Get ready, because the left's going to come out swinging between now and the proposed election day. I have the feeling that they're going to pull this avian bird flu and try and make something of it. I also think that there's going to be a good majority of the people that are going to tell them to blow it out of their main point of contact. Okay? That's just what I think. When that happens, they will try regular authorities first, which will fail, because I believe that even police officers, who they would use, will not try and enforce any laws like that. I think they're going to stay away from that. I think enough life has been lost. I think even the dumbest cop, and I don't mean the dumb cops, I'm just saying if there's one out there, okay, I just don't see them jumping on board. I don't think we're going to see where they're pulling some mom out of a football game because she was outdoors in the bleachers without a mask. I just think we've overcome that hurdle, because as soon as they give the green light on this avian bird flu, that is going to be living proof that they are full of crap. There is no way that I'm in my 60s, okay, been through all kinds of this, that, and the other, been inoculated for Lord knows what when I was in the military. There is no way you're going to sell me that. Let's just say, for argument's sake, let's just say the first time around they had something and there was a possibility that you could get sick from not wearing a mask and you were a danger to public. Let's just say, okay, we know it's bullshit, but let's just say. You're going to try and tell me then after that, that running right behind the following year, a second one's coming? Are you kidding me? I mean, just look at the odds.
Okay, let me toss this out, though. What if that second one is, in fact, deadly? I'm asking.
I absolutely agree. That might be the one that hits you, kills you. Who knows?
Yeah, who knows? Indeed.
That's the whole thing. But the point, if they even try that one again, I'll be surprised. They may try it. But I don't think it's going to get the effect that they're going to get. They may even make some of that stuff voluntary. Lord knows there's still people sitting at intersections with masks on their faces in their cars. Lord, I'm telling you, God is my witness. I see it all the time.
I openly mock them, by the way.
I see people walking down the sidewalk. There isn't a human being outdoors for 50 yards in any direction. And they're wearing a mask walking down the street. Well, I'll tell you what, and we gave them a voting card? Are you kidding me?
And I know someone's going to say, wait a second, I know someone's going to say, well, you know, you don't know, they might be immunocompromised. Well, that's fine. If the science showed the masks work.
Until I saw the second one. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Tell me whatever story you want. But the thing is, there's still people that buy into their crap. You are the kind of people... They're the same ones that must get pickpocketed all the time or accidentally give their houses away in transactions over coffee at Denny's. I don't know. I have concerns for people like that. I have concerns that they have driver's licenses. I have concerns that they have jobs. I just pray they don't work in nuclear power plants. That's all I'm saying. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Those are the ones that, well, put them back in the house. Maybe they need to be locked down. I don't know. But... this, if you buy into this being locked down thing, and you go in these businesses still today, and the stickers are still on the floor.
Yes.
The 6-foot stickers.
Yep. Yeah.
You know, and I remember when it was locked down and people were wearing masks and everything. I remember standing on them laughing with other people in the room going, okay, are we safe if we're standing here? You know, is this the magic circle? I mean, you know, even, you know, and the celebrities like Sean Penn gets on there and going, you know, if you're not vaccinated, you're like walking around with a loaded gun. And it's like, haven't you guys even realized that we're not really transmitting anything to anybody? Nobody is.
Well, okay. Now, you know, we haven't talked about anything for today, for the week roundup.
Did I just sledge way into something?
It's very interesting how this works out. It really is. Because I didn't even send you my show notes for today.
No, sir. Okay. I haven't seen them.
So if we go into source video two, this happened this week. Now, again, the theme of my 30-minute, some people call it a rant. It's not a rant. It's just the way it is. My 30-minute segment on Wednesday. I did not have a chance to play
this. It's a reality talk when Doug does those 30 minutes. So, that's hard reality.
Exactly. So this week, and I believe this to be the case, the wheels are falling off the bus of the narrative of the deep state. That's kind of what I believe right now. People are starting to wake up. More people who were fence sitters or were on the side of the so-called science now are saying, wait a second, we were bamboozled by all of this. So this week, and I don't know what day it was, Fauci appeared before the Republican subcommittee and was questioned. Now, to your exactly what you're talking about, I guess this was on the 3rd, so whatever day that was. Go ahead, lady. Go ahead, lady of the studio dog. She's not happy. UPS delivery, apparently. But
dressed as a UPS driver.
Dressed. Yeah. Believe me, some of the stuff we get here, we have to open outside. Okay.
Well, that and we're waiting for that live arrest warrant.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's true too, actually.
Yeah.
This is cut one of source video two. If you go to HagmanPI.com, you can access and watch the entire video. Now, this is a little bit lengthy, but I think it's important because it addresses exactly what you're talking about. Now, there's two cuts of this, cut one and cut two. It's important for people to see this. And so I want you to see this, RT. And folks, I want you to, you may have watched it. If you didn't, like most people didn't, just check this out and watch Fauci and watch the grilling he gets. And look, I know. Is there anything going to become of this? Probably not. But the exposure has value. So go ahead and play cut one of source video two. Here it is.
Screen from Georgia for 5 minutes of questions.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Fauci, you were quoted on CBS Face the Nation saying it's easy to criticize, but they're really criticizing science because I represent science. Do you represent science, Mr. Fauci?
I am a scientist who uses the scientific method to gain information.
Yes, you said you represent science. Do you represent science, Mr. Fauci? Yes
again,
or no? Yes or no?
No, that's not a yes or no answer.
Yes, it's a yes or no.
I don't think it is.
Okay, well, we'll take that as a you don't know what you represent.
Oh, I...
But this, as director of the NIH, you did sign off on these so-called scientific experiments. And as a dog lover, I want to tell you this is disgusting and evil, what you signed off on, and these experiments that happened to beagles paid for by the American taxpayer. And I want you to know Americans don't pay their taxes for animals to be tortured like this. So the type of science that you are representing, Mr. Fauci, is abhorrent, and it needs to stop. Mr. Fauci, you also represent the type of science that you, where you confess that you made up the COVID rules, including
six feet social distancing
and masking of children.
I never said I made anything up.
You admitted that you made up. You made it up as you went.
I didn't say I made it up.
So are you saying this is fake news, Mr. Fauci?
I didn't say I made anything up.
What did you say?
I said that it is not based in science and it just appeared.
But this is science.
What does dogs have to do with anything that we're talking about today?
These are scientific experiments. This is what you signed off on. But you also told the American people they had to distance by 6 feet. They had to wear masks. But let's also talk a little bit further about the type of science that you represent. NIH scientists made $710 million in royalties from drug makers, a fact that's been hidden. Let's talk about the fact about... Is it right for scientists and doctors getting paid by the American people, government taxpayer paychecks, to get patents where they're paid millions and hundreds of millions of dollars in royalty fees, especially when the NIH and these government agencies, most powerful agencies in our country, are recommending medical suggestions and advice and making up guidelines like 6 feet distancing and masking of children? Do you think that's appropriate? Do the American people deserve to be abused like that, Mr. Fauci? Because you're not doctor. You're Mr. Fauci in my few minutes. No, I don't need your answer. I want to talk about this right here.
Mr. Chairman, objection.
I reclaim my time. I reclaim my time, Mr. Raskin.
Gentlelady will suspend.
Mr. Chairman,
point of order.
Just in terms of the rules of decorum, are we allowed to deny that a doctor is a doctor just because we don't want him to be a doctor?
Yes, because in my time, that man does not deserve to have a license. As a matter of fact, it should be revoked, and he belongs in prison.
Gentlelady, suspend.
And
the gentlelady should recognize the doctor as a doctor.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, is this what we have become? Is this what we have devolved into? No decorum.
You know what? We can do that hearing about the poor men that were injected with syphilis because I support you in that. That's horrific. And this government that does things like that to Americans doesn't have decorum to the American people.
Mr. Chairman,
the gentleman is out of
point of regular order, please.
The gentleman is out of order.
Decorum.
I recognize the point of order. Go ahead with your point of order.
You got it.
No, I mean, I was going to say what Representative Raskin said. It's completely unacceptable to be able to deny Dr. Fauci, who's here, a respected member of the medical community, his title. And that's actually a personal attack on his character.
And I have instructed her.
He's not respected.
And I've instructed her to address him as a doctor.
I'm not addressing him as a doctor. Let's talk about this. I'm reclaiming my time. I'm reclaiming my time.
Words get taken
I'm
down.
I'm reclaiming my time.
Second that.
Point of order.
Suspend.
All right.
A member can only move to have words. I'm sorry. The issues we are debating are important ones that members feel deeply about. And while vigorous disagreement is part of legislative process, as I said at the beginning, members are reminded that we must adhere to established standards of decorum in debate. This is a reminder that it is a violation of House rules and the rules of this committee to engage in personalities regarding other members or to question the motives of a colleague. Remarks of that type are not permitted by the rules and are not in keeping with the best traditions of our committee. The chair will enforce these rules of decorum at all times and urges all members to be mindful of their remarks. Does the gentleman from California have anything further?
Well, she should take her, we should have to take her words down.
Yeah, I made it. I offered that her words be taken down, Mr. Chairman.
Point of order, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a point of order.
Pause right there just for a second. RT and to the audience, what that discussion, that whole discussion about the point of order, make sure you kind of, okay.
Put it in your pocket. Put it in your pocket. Keep it.
What's that?
Put it in your pocket. Keep it.
Yeah, right. But here's that whole discussion about decorum and point of order. I find it very interesting. That rule does not apply to the witnesses testifying. In other words, you the only thing you can't do, regardless of, Marjorie Taylor Greene can call Fauci a dog-faced pony soldier, okay? And that's allowed. Now, Greene could not call another member of the subcommittee a dog-faced pony soldier. Okay, that's against decorum. But there is no, and the reason I'm mentioning this is because this was all BS, okay? But what she was doing and bringing out the Beagles, by the way, good move on the Beagles, because a lot of Americans, most Americans, love their animals, love dogs, and that's pretty volatile. And by the way, what Fauci did in that experiment was, folks, understand this, if you dig into this, was unnecessary. It was not necessary. They had to spend the grant money in some fashion, and this is how he chose to do it, okay, which was just absolutely horrendous, by removing the larynx, the voice boxes of the Beagle, so they couldn't moan, yell, and cry in pain as they were being experimented on. But that aside, to your point, RT, about the masks and about the distancing, it was out of thin air, but it was out of thin air by the CDC. And who's on the CDC? Okay. And you can, I'm going to give you the floor after this is complete. We'll just finish this clip and then you go, baby. Okay. Go ahead and roll the rest of that.
Griffin, they accused us Mr. of Griffin worshiping is, General President Lady, Trump. General we don't Lady, worship President Trump.
General Lady will suspend. Mr. Griffin, you have a point of order.
Mr. Chairman, while it may not be polite, I believe the rule only applies to members of this body, the Senate, and the President of the United States. I do not believe that it applies. The rule on taking down words does not apply to a witness. Again, I'm not condoning the words. I'm just relating or asking whether or not it applies to individuals who are just happen to be here in front of us.
I agree. The chair overrules the point of order by the gentleman from Maryland, but ask that members please afford all other members the respect they're entitled, refrain from using rhetoric that could be construed as an attack on the motives or character of another member or the witness. You may proceed.
Thank you. This was a time in history where you got to throw out the first pitch at the Washington Nationals baseball game while Americans were forced to stay home and watch such events that they love from at home alone on their televisions. And what a hypocrisy this picture shows. Here you are without your mask, with empty seats everywhere. Remember the cardboard cutout fans? That was one of the most insulting things to Americans, having to watch the games from home where you got to go and enjoy the game and sit right next to people, not following the 6 feet of distancing, not wearing your mask, and everyone else was forced to stay home and stop enjoying life. And your science here, your science is displayed perfectly in this picture were children. Children in school were put in plastic bubbles because of your science, your repulsive, evil science. And let's go back to your very own email. You said earlier you don't use email. Oh, you do. Right here. This is your own email where you said the typical mask you buy in the drugstore is not really effective in keeping out virus. I do not recommend that you wear a mask. This is your email. This is your own words. But yet children all over America were forced to wear masks. Healthy children forced to wear masks, muzzled in their schools. And then they were forced to learn from home because of your so-called science and your medical suggestions while you and all your cronies get paid from Big Pharma. You know that what this committee should be doing? We should be recommending you to be prosecuted. We should be writing a criminal referral because you should be prosecuted for crimes against humanity. You belong in prison, Dr. Fauci.
Mr. Chairman, I have another point of order.
I recognize Ms. Dingell.
I just want to make sure the record is clear. Dr. Fauci testified that he did not use his personal email for official business. He did not say he did not use email. And I think today this particular has been full of lies and disregard and disrespect, and we need to stick to facts.
Thank you. The gentlelady's time had expired before the point of
Dingleberry there. I got to tell you, Fauci was proven to use private email to discuss NIH business. RT All Years commentary on that
Fauci,
happened on Monday, I believe.
It was Monday. I agree with her 110%, and that rat bastard should be in jail. That man is guilty of murder. That man is guilty of conspiracy to commit murder. That man owes everybody in the country and in the world, because in the U.S., the U.S. runs with the flag. The U.S. are the leaders in everything. This is where the CDC is. This is where all the big shots, all the smart people are. He owes the entire world an apology. These people, the things that were done will only be able to be repaid one way. And that's all I'm going to say.
Well, I agree with you on that.
And that's all I'm going to say, Doug. I'm not going to spell it out. Everybody out there knows me, knows you. You know exactly what I'm saying.
Yep.
Okay. I'm sorry. There's only one way to pay that bill. And I'm going to, people, you need, and I mean, if they try and come out with this crap again, we need to let them know up your butts collectively. We're not doing it. We're not doing it. End of story. This crap's got to stop somewhere. We've got to do it now. We are running out of time. We are running out of time. And I'm just, you know what I notice? I notice a lot of my friends from over the years are very quiet. And many of them, Doug, I can't even find them. Which to me is a good sign.
Read between the lines, folks.
That's all I'm going to say. Somebody asked me that the other day, and I'm just telling you, the right people are being. I mean it. I can't locate them.
Yeah.
Which to me, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, because these aren't, I'm not talking about security guards at Walmart, okay?
No.
I'm just telling you, listen, these globalists are only a few. They're but a few people. When you measure it against the human race, there is no reason. And not just the election, they are chewing up the food supply. When are we going to get tired of hearing about another food processing plant totally destroyed by fire? I'm sorry, the ratio is off on that. We're seeing far too many of them. They are attacking the food supply. This and when, who gave Bill Gates permission to decide our futures? Nobody. So why are we allowing it? Why are we letting that scummy, slimy little bastard walking around classes in a baseball cap, shitty security? Why are we letting him just dictate the rules? I say no. No, I say absolutely no. No more. He was over in Africa, not helping people. If you dig and you read and you look around, okay, I can't even fathom the correct amount of Africans that died because of his vaccine experiments.
That's correct.
This guy, and I'm not bullshitting you, this guy makes that Mengele guy like he's a brother.
And I'll say this.
This is sickening.
I don't care for RFK Jr., his policies, whatever. There's only one thing I respect him for, and that is his expose on Fauci. That's the only thing. Okay, RFK Jr. is to the left of Obama. I mean, he's far to the left of Obama when it really comes down to his policies. But, folks, if you read his book about the expose on Fauci, the real Dr. Fauci, you will find what he did with AIDS, what he did with Africa, like you mentioned, and mm-hmm. other places. You're absolutely right.
And they went to Africa because of the silence.
Yes.
Because it's so hard to expose. If you wipe out an African village, if somebody wiped out an African village today at 11 o'clock, nobody would know. The world would never know. That's why they chose Africa. This is no joke.
And this goes back all the way to the 50s with the Congo and stuff. I'm telling you. Yeah.
And you need to think about who Gates is related to.
Okay? Oh, yeah.
You also need to examine closely and with suspicion the people that were injected in Africa that didn't die. Why were they so anxious to import them into our Western countries? Why?
That's a great question.
Why are we being overrun with African migrants? These people are coming in. These people are criminals. Not all of them, but most of them. And I will say most, because my percentages are not off. These people are coming in their countries. They will kill you with a machete over food. And you're going to drop them into Western civilization? Are you people watching the news? I told you the other day, forget the news. You need to get online and find women's news groups for your area. You know, moms or whatever. And you need to open an account and you need to start reading. Moms don't miss a thing. When moms see something going on next door where the police are there, you know, or an ambulance is there, They get in there. They find they're awesome, awesome little investigators. But they're the only ones that are putting this out to the public. There's so many things going on. If you haven't looked at the immigration numbers, ladies and gentlemen, we are in so much trouble. We are in, listen to me, deadly danger. Deadly, not possible danger. Not like the danger from, oh, there might be a fire, forest fire. No, not there might be a hurricane and someone might get hurt. No. We are in danger, imminent danger. And the imminent danger is because they are still, even with Biden's BS executive order, the border is sunk. We have been overrun. The only thing that we don't know is exactly how many of these rat bastards running around the United States. They're staying in compounds, and even some of them are living among the civilians in strategic locations. How many of them actually have a blue helmet? This is serious. This is really serious. And you need to question everybody that moves into your neighborhood. You need to look at them closely. You need to see if they actually fit in your neighborhood. When I say that, is this a normal family? Well, if it's two men, military age, I would immediately throw that up as, that's a good question. People start paying attention. The United States has let you down. The United States is nothing but a tool of the globalists. And they're going after the United States with fervor because the United States has weapons. The civilians are armed and not with muskets. The civilians in the United States are very well armed. And I know this, too, because I look at Twitter, and I know who has guns and who doesn't, because they get the little pink ones, and they go on Twitter and tell everybody about their new little gun. Stop it. You need to go on a war footing. Secrecy. People don't need to know that you have weapons. Damn it. Stop it. We don't want to have to bury it. We'd rather have you as an asset. Knock it off. We're going to need you. I hate to say it. The American people have got to say no. The American people have got to say, this is enough. And I watched an extension of that little gal, that Marjorie Taylor Greene. She's a threat to the establishment. I wish I was a wealthy man because I would put two ex-Navy SEALs as her bodyguards 24 hours a day, rotating shifts on the house. I would if I had that kind of money because they're going to come after her.
And they're actually trying to in a number of different ways. Now, in keeping,
Go ahead.
I'm glad because that's a natural extension of this. Now, in keeping from that same hearing, in keeping with what you had originally said, this is about 2 hours and 41 minutes into the hearing, the same hearing that Cut A was from, Cut B from Source Video 2. Let's continue with this. Again, this happened this week.
And ladies and gentlemen, show your friends these clips.
Yeah, please. Exactly.
This is important. If you can't get their attention for an hour, get their attention for 2 minutes, please.
And go to Hagman PI. If you don't want to show this episode or whatever, just go to Hagman PI under and click on the headline. And underneath in the show description, you'll have the source videos. You can do it yourself. And I timestamped them too. So this is Cut B to extend what from that hearing. And again, keep it when you watch this, think about the exposure that, hey, you know what? The emperor now is, people are saying, wait a second, he doesn't have any clothes. Fauci, he's being exposed. Here's Cut B.
Mr. Jordan from Ohio for 5 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Doctor, why was it so important that the virus not have started in a lab?
We don't know where it started, and that's the reason why I keep an open mind. So I don't know what you mean by why was it so important. It wasn't important.
Well, you still don't know where it started? The guys you gave money to figured it out in 3 days.
No.
Anderson said on January 31st, 2020, virus looks engineered, virus not consistent with evolutionary theory. The very next day, Dr. Gary said, I don't know how this happens in nature. It'd be easy to do in a lab. And then 3 days later, Shazam, they switch and say it has to be nature. So they figured it out in 3 days, but you still don't know?
No. In fact, if you look at what they were saying, Congressman Jordan, they were saying that it was not a manufactured virus. It still could have evolved out of a lab.
Well, let me read something here to you.
They're not incompatible.
In our study on the censorship of the Biden administration working with big tech, I want to read you a WhatsApp message from Mark Zuckerberg. Can we include that the White House put pressure on us to censor the lab leak theory? So this is a communication on July 16th, 2021. Nick Clegg, Joel Kaplan, Sheryl Sandberg, Mark Zuckerberg. They're certainly feeling the pressure to downplay any lab leak theory and go with the natural origin theory.
Is there a question there?
There's one coming. Here's another email to Mark Zuckerberg. It says, subject line, COVID misinformation, Wuhan lab leak theory. In response to continued public pressure and tense conversations with the new administration, we started removing 5 COVID claims, including the lab leak theory. Mr. Zuckerberg responds, this seems like a good reminder that when we compromise our standards due to pressure from an administration in either direction, we often later regret it. Why was it so important the virus not have started in a lab?
Wasn't so important that the virus not. We don't know We know.
It was important to someone in the Biden administration, so much so that the top people at Meta, the top people at Facebook, are asking, why are we getting all this pressure to downplay the lab leak theory? And we have an email from June of the same year, June 4th, 2021, saying the same thing. It was certainly important to somebody.
Well, what has that got to do with me?
I'm asking you because you're the expert on the coronavirus. I'm saying why was the administration so pushing not to have the lab leak theory as something that was viable?
I can answer that. I've kept an open mind throughout the entire process.
You kept an open mind. Dr. Fauci, open mind.
That is correct.
What happened in those 3 days? Why did Dr. Anderson and, Mr. Anderson and Dr. Gary, why did they change their mind in 180 degrees? Because what Christian Anderson says 3 days later, after he said virus looks engineered, virus not consistent with evolutionary theory, 3 days later he says the main crackpot theories going around at the moment relate to this virus being somehow engineered, and that is demonstrably false. How did they figure all that out in 3 days, Dr. Fauci?
You can do that.
Still have an open mind.
Well, what they did is that they testified before this committee. What they did, they went back and looked at the sequences and realized that their initial concern was unfounded about that, and it did not look at all like it was manufactured. But as they said in their paper, even though they feel it was more likely...
3 days, they figured it out.
That's exactly. You could do that in 3 days. You can scan sequences in a day. You don't need 3 days.
Okay, who's Robert Redfield?
The former director of the CDC.
Dr. Redfield, right? And he was also on the coronavirus task force. Is that accurate?
He was a member of the coronavirus task force.
And here's what he said to this committee. He said, Redfield said that Fauci and Collins left him out because Redfield suspected that coronavirus had leaked from the Chinese lab. Is that accurate?
Well, he said that, but that's not true.
That is
incorrect, Congressman.
Dr. Redfield's lying to the committee
when
he sat right where you sat?
When he said that I kept him out, that is an incorrect statement. The roster who was on the phone.
Was Dr. Redfield in that conference call on February 1st when you had Mr. Anderson and Dr. Gary on that call?
He was not. And the conference call was put together by Jeremy Farrar. So no one kept him out. He said he was kept out because
Did U.S. tax dollars...
You want me to answer the question?
Yeah, I would just wonder why he wasn't on the call. It seems to me the head of CDC, part of the coronavirus task force, which was formed 2 days prior to that call, would have been on the call.
Well, the call was arranged by Jeremy Farrar. You should ask him.
Okay. Did U.S. tax dollars flow through a grant recipient to the lab in China?
And dump the rest, folks. You can watch the rest of that clip. But the importance of this, what Jordan did was a classic. And RT, I know that you've interviewed many people. And what Jordan did was painted Fauci in a corner. They iced Redfield out because Redfield was starting to say, hey, wait a second, things aren't right. And that February 1st call that we spent a lot of time on this platform talking about, that phone call, that's when Fauci really said, look, we've got to stop this exposure of the COVID origins because it does lead to the CIA. And in that clip, you've got Fauci denying any CIA type involvement. Well, he doesn't have to directly involve himself with the CIA. So that clip is extremely important. But the bottom line with this, even though this appeared this week, the value is not going to be in any perp walks because I don't see the House subcommittee issuing any subpoenas. The value is alerting your friends, your family, those people on the fence, saying, look, they caught him in lies. So, I mean, so your take on that?
Fauci's well paid. A lot of money.
No, he claims he only got $122 from this whole mess.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you right now, and I probably wouldn't be out of line. I would say he's made over $100 million himself. It may not show in a U.S. bank. The money's out. I'm telling you, he sold people to their deaths for the money.
He did.
Because if it's just for power and pleasure, then we have an extremely sick individual that shouldn't be on the street. He shouldn't be on the street anyway, but I'm just saying that would put him at a different level of sickness. This is what you're dealing with. When we talk about Obama and we tell you Obama's a piece of shit, it's because he is. It's a dangerous individual. He's almost getting comfortable in his little position there, 8 blocks from the White House. And if you can't see what's wrong with Obama, we're in trouble. You people have got to, everybody listening, you need to know who the enemy is. Who the enemy is. We are in big trouble here, folks. And Fauci has been caught in so many lies. I can't believe that anybody would give him any credibility. What Jordan's doing is fantastic, because that's exactly how he should be treated every time someone in authority even speaks to him. I don't care if he walks in and checks his coat with the coat clerk. She needs to ask him a question. He's a piece of crap. That man, he's evil. That is evil. You're looking evil right in the eye. You want to know what evil looks like? Look at him. You want to know what evil looks like? Look at Bill Gates. Okay? Look at the Klaus Schwabs. Look at these sick individuals. I'll bring another point to you. Nobody's really watching this unfold. Mexico just elected a Jewish female as president. What? Yeah. Let me tell you what. She's pure globalist. You know what she is? She's also a weather expert, a weather analyst.
Okay, to tie that together, because I'm not sure people would understand the significance of that.
What? Because the next lockdown is coming down. When they try the avian bird flu, that's going to fail. What they're going to lock you down on is climate. They're trying to sell everything. Look at the 2030 agenda. What's it about? It's about they use climate. Climate's used for this. Climate's used for this. Climate's used for this. Look at everything that the UN and the WHO are doing, okay? And and the WEF, the World Economic Forum. Weather's in there. Weather. And analysts isn't even strong enough. What was her actual title, Doug? I gotta send over to you. What did they call her? Let me see here. There you go, let's see.
I can't find it right at the moment, but
okay, I'm looking at it. But anyway, she goes, well, here's the thing. The cartels, this has been a question of mine whenever we get in a circle group and we start talking about things, especially digital currency, because that's really stuck in my craw, this digital currency and this basic income for the world. I don't see the Mexican drug cartels and the Colombian drug cartels, who I happen to know very, very, very well, okay? I can't see them allowing all their customers to go to a digital currency to where they can't exchange cash. Everything's got to be done on a machine, whether by finger, slapping your forehead on something, or punching in numbers. It don't matter. Everything's going to be on a machine. Now, you explain to me how that's going to fly with drug cartels. How is that going to fly with arms merchants? And in Mexico, I could not believe, one, a Jewish woman, two, in as president. Now, if that doesn't smell all the way around of globalism, I don't know what to say. I don't know what else to tell you. But she is a climate expert, a climate scientist. No, I'm not joking. I read the article day before yesterday, and my jaw just sunk. One, I didn't even know she was running for president. Two, right under our nose. And we know, and I don't care what anybody says, we know that certain people in the government over in Israel are tied in with globalists, just like people from our government, just like, you do understand what I'm saying here? Mexico has been the wild card in all of this. When I first heard of the New World Order, they talked about this was one chunk of land or one municipality was going to be Mexico, the United States, and Canada as one territory in the globalist map. And I've always looked at Mexico and thought, well, that's the wild card. Yeah, we'll be banging on that one tomorrow, you know, with the drug cartels. These people are, they're more powerful than the government. The drug cartels, if they really wanted to, they could give the U.S. government a run for their money. These people are violent. These people make a military look like Sunday school children. These guys are violent. These people are vile. Okay, I know these people. I'm telling you, I promise you, they haven't changed since I left the military. I can tell you right now, when you start dealing with drug cartels and the mercenaries and the types that are hired in, you've never fought an enemy like that. That's, you're talking about somebody that's the equivalent of like the Viet Cong War in Vietnam. That crazy, that mindset, that do or die thing. And to have this Mexican president show up, you know she's going to push this digital currency hard and fast. And I'll tell you right now, I promise you, like we're talking today, so they're down there right now making plans to kill her. I assure you of that. Anybody says different doesn't understand what's going on in Mexico.
Interesting.
Okay. The drug cartels are going to be a real problem for the new world order. I want you to stop and think about that, because you're talking about taking away their only form of payment, which is cash.
That, and I will connect it too with the gaslighting that Biden did this week with that executive action about, well, we're going to tailor, or we're going to cut off at 2,500. The exemptions outweigh.
Yeah.
Okay. It's the biggest gaslighting. And they allow the cartels continued control, operational control of the border. This whole thing does. Go ahead.
No, you're right. And they said they had the former head of immigration was on TV right after they made that announcement. And he said that if they go over 1,000 people, they're overwhelmed.
That was Jay Johnson.
Yeah, he said, if go over 1,000, we're already overwhelmed at that point.
Right.
He says, we have to process people in the office, which takes people out of the field. So he said, 2,500. He goes, yeah, he's done nothing. He's done nothing to help the situation.
Exactly.
He's doing that. And you want to know how he gets away with it? Because people are stupid.
People aren't paying attention. Yes.
They don't dig in. What I just said and what Doug just said in the last 60 seconds, the left and the liberals will not afford that, will not set that much time aside to dig into the story. All they saw was, the Biden, potato head, he signed an executive order. That's going to fix the problem. And that's all these idiots with voting cards know. And they think that's good enough. No, they need to look at the exact sentence, the second sentence, which does nothing to help the problem.
Exactly.
The media didn't say that. The media didn't say that.
No. They won't. They can't.
No. In fact, you're right. Doug is absolutely right. They cannot. The Central Intelligence Agency, and listen, there's good people in the CIA.
I'd like to see where they are, but go ahead.
But they're not in charge.
Yeah.
I'll tell you right now. And some of them that left are so appalled at what they see. This is one of the big problems. And I just spoke with about 2 weeks ago a former head or second in command of a homeland security in a particular state that used to be quite the friend of the Northeast Intelligence Network.
I know who you're referring to.
Very good friend. I respect him. I don't talk to him that much, but it's funny. You know, when you talk to him, I'm talking 2 years, it's still like we're buddies yesterday. You know what I mean? We'll always be friends. He's a good man. He said that we're screwed. Yeah. When people like that and other officials start, you find out that they sold their house in the city, they're out in the country, and the place is a fortress.
Interesting statement, by the way.
Okay, and I'm not lying.
Well, I just want to add this. Now, compare and contrast that to what McCabe said recently on one of the BS programs, where he said FBI agents and other like CIA officers that he knows, but FBI agents specifically, if Trump becomes the 47th president, if that happens, there will be many FBI agents and other intelligence officials fleeing the United States.
What?
Why? Why would you even do that?
You know, you've been breaking the law.
Yeah, exactly.
That guy, that Ray guy, I watched him on, I guess I said his name, W-R-A-Y. That guy's an absolute liar.
No, but hey,
he is,
but
he is
Trump appointed him. But
I know. The problem that Trump faced, and I will say this for him, because people come at me all the time about they don't like Trump. Why do I like Trump? You know what? When you're in charge, and you got to look back at what our lives are. I've always in jobs that I've been in. I've always been in charge. If I didn't start in charge, within 90 days, I was put in charge. I know what it's like to have that burden of responsibility. I know that when things come down the pike, everybody looks to you for an answer. I know that what I say, people, I either am going to be made out to be a liar, or they're going to take it as gospel truth. And because I do not lie to people in the normal course of life, if I'm operational, I'll lie, okay, obviously. But I do not lie to people because I don't. If I don't know, I would always tell my employees, you know what? I don't know. I will find out. But I always try to have the answers. I always make sure I knew people in the head office or I own the company. You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
Those people should always have an answer. If they don't, they need to be going for an answer. But my point is the people in charge are supposed to be honest. They're not. They're not. That Ray guy is such a liar. And I sit there and I look and I'm thinking, this is the FBI. When I was a little boy, I wanted to grow up and be an FBI guy. You know, I wanted to be an FBI agent. You know, it was cool. No. In fact, in career discussions with people, I make quite clear when they talk about what occupations you don't want to see children that you care about get into. And I'm sorry, law enforcement in the United States or Canada is out. And I mean it. I would never let my kid do that, period. She wouldn't do it anyway, you know, because she's a smart kid. But
to be used as cannon fodder.
Exactly. She wouldn't. She means nothing to them. And they don't. Even people like that Page woman and the guy that were the ones that were talking about Trump in their pages.
Yeah, you know, Lisa Page and that one, Strzok, Peter Strzok.
She's even going back and changing her story.
Well, okay. Now, to what you said, too. Okay. This week we saw the 80th anniversary of D-Day, the storming of Normandy. And so people understand 2,501 Americans lost their lives storming the beaches of Normandy. 80 yep. years ago this week, that yep. was January 6th. Okay.
Yep.
Now, again, you have to look at America as it was then versus America as it was now. I've got something to show you. Again, to your point about where we're at militarily. And
good. I'm glad you're doing this, Doug. I saw this clip. I didn't know you had it. I know exactly what you're doing.
Well, you may not, because this is kind of a weird one. This is because there are others longer, but for okay. time, I can't. Okay, maybe this is the one you're talking about. So Biden, of course, being over to commemorate Normandy, the Normandy invasion. Just watch this. This is the free leader, or the leader of the free world. Imagine this happening 80 years ago, and putting our trust in a man like this. My question is, what in the hell is going on here? By the way, I've got clips of him sleeping at the ceremony. I've got clips of him, and I'm not going to play him because it just would piss everyone off.
Let me just ask this. Does he look to his right when he does it?
No.
Okay.
I don't know. I think he was looking for some wipes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Watch this and tell me that any sane, rational American patriot is okay with this. This is during the ceremonies at the commemoration of D-Day. Here it is. 12 seconds.
Distinguished guests, please welcome the Honorable Lloyd J. Austin.
So, you may think, well, what is that? What's that? Okay, that's my question. What is that? What's he doing? It looks like he's defecating into his pants.
No, he's trying to aim that ass for that seat, and he's afraid he ain't gonna make it.
But
he's probably wondering why nobody's doing the same thing as he looks down at everyone's asses on stage.
Good point. But then again, okay, so if you would take the entirety of the film captured at this event, the embarrassment, and this goes to our kind of a closing out of things, the embarrassment that this man, bolstered by the woman who I believe should be in jail, Jill Biden, okay, she's not a doctor, by the way. She's got an EED, not a PhD. But anyway, the abuse, her lust for power. And by the way, I don't believe he will be the candidate, but it's going to be up to him to take himself out because he, after all, you know, as Bongino said, he's still the president. But I mean, think about this. 2,500 of our men, to be specific, 2,501, just on that one occasion alone, lost their lives in defense of liberty, as the story goes.
They were talking to the veteran. It's like a really old guy, 104, after the ceremonies over in Europe.
Yeah.
And they asked him what he thought about things today. And we need to find that and play it maybe next week. But he said, in essence, the United States is not the same great government that it was, the country. And he says something to the effect about men doing their jobs, do what they have to do. He said it. I'll find it. We'll play it. But he said that the men of the country are going to have to do something.
I agree.
This old man said this. And I would say something else. When you go back to try and find the video of Biden's last White House address there when they were questioning about the Trump trial and all.
Oh, yeah.
When the reporters start hammering him, he's taking no questions. Okay. But anyway, the reporters start. He looks to his right. And I'm a pretty good lip reader. I picked that up in the military. He says exactly, and you take my words with you when you watch it. What do I say? That's exactly what he says to somebody to his right.
Oh, yeah, I'm trying to find that right now. Because
what do I say? Yeah. I'm telling you, I know that's what came out of his mouth. I saw it. I am really good at that. I'm really, really good at lip reading. And that's exactly what he said. What do I say? And that just blew me away. You're the president of the United States, you jackass. I'm tired of this old grandpa crap. I am really sick and tired of it. We're going to war. And that's the commander-in-chief. That's supposed to inspire us. What is that jerk going to get up and say to your children and to your sons and daughters, and your moms and your dads and your brothers and sisters, when they're getting ready to send them over to die in a war that doesn't need to be fought? The war of stupidity. because we're sticking our nose in, as globalists do, into somebody else's business. You know, they're pissed off about Russia going into Ukraine. What did we do in Iraq? We weren't invited. Iraq had done nothing to us. Saddam Hussein was a threat to the globalist because Saddam Hussein fancied himself as the ruler of Persia, like Nebuchadnezzar. In fact, there's a temple there somewhere in Iraq in Babylon, and it shows, and I've seen it, okay, on the side on the wall outside. It's a portrayal of Nebuchadnezzar, and Saddam Hussein is right next to it. Nebuchadnezzar was a very powerful man. He was the king of Persia. Persia was a big place. And then he was a threat to the globalist plans.
Well, Hussein at the time, I'm sorry, that was Gaddafi, but Hussein also was
he was
pushing back against the international monetary system. So okay, I think we do have that clip that you were referencing. I don't know if Eric okay. Tech, if you got it. It just came in. To what you were saying, again, this is important.
This is supposed to be the leader of the free world.
Yeah.
The man that has to make a decision to push a button.
And by the way, he confirmed this week let me just verify this. He confirmed this week, Biden did, that Ukraine is sending U.S. missiles into Russia. Okay, hang on one second here, because there are several points that are extremely important that happened this week that will.
If they change. Put Trump in jail, I'm going to dare say Putin's going to let loose on him. Putin is holding on, hoping that Trump. Well, if he knows if he doesn't get thrown in jail, he'll be elected president. Putin knows that. He doesn't want to go to war with the United States. He does not. He wants to go to war with the globalist. Be advised, people. Be advised. Putin doesn't. It isn't about, I'm telling you, because if Trump's there, they'll work it out. If Trump had been in office these last 4 years, all those people in Ukraine didn't have to die.
And that's a Victoria Nuland architecture going back to the Maidan Revolution. But okay, so again this week at the D-Day commemorative ceremony, said he was asked, "Are American weapons being used right now inside Russia?" Biden, yes. Okay. ABC, Putin says the U.S. is supplying high-precision weapons to Ukraine for strikes on Russian territory. Is direct participation in this war? Does that concern you? Biden's response, it makes no sense. I've known him for over 40 years. Now, if he's referring to Putin, that would put him, knowing him as a KGB agent in the Soviet Union, which is just a bunch of bullshit. Okay. But here's that clip you were talking about before we run out of time. Go ahead and play clip quadruple V.
Thank you very much.
Oh, there it is, right?
With the war.
What?
What was that? I asked her, is Prime Minister Netanyahu playing politics with the war?
I don't think so. He's trying to work out a serious problem he has. Thank you.
Again, that was this week. Asking for instructions. Asking for instructions, right?
Yeah, exactly what I said.
Exactly.
He did not know what to say. The leader of the free world cannot think on his feet. He can't. He cannot. He's a moron. This guy is a moron. Okay? And here's what, he's a criminal moron. This crap that they pulled with Trump, this making up of what the percentages had to be of the jury to find him guilty of a charge that doesn't even exist. Okay? Joe Biden needs to die in prison. That son of a, he took money from China. He's taken money from Ukraine. And I guarantee there's more people elsewhere that him and his son Hunter. And if they put, and if, and I'm telling you, if they put Trump in jail, which they probably will, I hope that they throw the book at Biden's kid. Because but, I think that judge man. May have a bit of a surprise.
But Biden, but Hunter Biden being tried for what he's being tried for is a distraction from the major crimes that he's done.
Yes, it is. It is. But you got to start somewhere in what they know they have a case on.
Well,
I agree with you. I totally agree. Although I would have stacked more charges, hoping to get a higher percentage of the charges to stack.
But okay, so to recap for this show today. Looking back over the week, you've got the Hunter Biden trial beginning, commentary by Joe Biden about Donald Trump's being a convicted felon. And by the way, don't ever use – I don't want to hear anybody out there say that Donald Trump is a convicted felon, because you can kiss my ass. So we've got all of that. You've got this – again, the distraction with Hunter Biden. When I say distraction, yes, the charges are warranted, but a whole lot more. You have the wheels coming off the bus with respect to the COVID BS, Fauci's involvement, Jeremy Farrar, Ralph Baric, others, okay, that need to be frog walked. So all of this combined this week, I believe, is showing that the bloom's coming off the rose, and the emperor has no clothes, and Americans are pissed.
Yep.
Okay, so we got about 3.5 minutes. They're yours.
Well, as I always do towards your last 3.5 minutes, I hope you folks really enjoyed having Craig Sawyer on with us the other day. I'm going to tell you what a truly, truly good man. That's a man I would not want to meet in a dark alley. I wouldn't want to meet him in a lit room. Okay, he is incredible. All right, he's out there protecting the kids. That means he's out there protecting your children. He's protecting my children. I mean, this guy, and with 100% conviction rate. Yeah, that's what he said. 100%. That's incredible.
I can verify that. Yeah, I mean, that's been verified.
Grab, please. Just go over to our page. Okay, on the website. I'm not sure what's the exact name of the page, Eric. Okay, anyway, coffee. We've got the bag coffee, beans, and then we've got the K-Cups. Man, we're talking about, this stuff is excellent. I will stack this coffee up against any other brand in the world. This is good stuff. A portion of that goes to helping those children. Ladies and gentlemen, our job as Christian men and women is to protect the children. We've already failed as far as the abortion thing, okay, for a lot of years. Yeah, we're clawing it back, and yeah, they're still fighting about it. But the point is, it should have never happened in the first place. Those are God's precious gifts. And at least now, help a man this is what he does every day of his life. He's had it. He's experienced it. It happened to his daughter. And the guy's still breathing. That's the part that impresses me. So I said the other day on the show, he's a better man than I am. He's a fantastic individual. He's a Christian, and he is a patriot. And when it comes down to it, he's on our side. He's on our team. He's not on the other team. Okay? The other thing, this gentleman up here, Doug Hagman, my friend, and Eric, these two guys bust their humps to get this show out to you every day.
I got an extra hump now.
I'm telling you, they break their backs, and you can't imagine it. But Heavenly, listen to you guys. Heavenly Father guides us and directs us. And ladies and gentlemen, we need your help. Everybody's under fire. all the talk shows. But please, the Hagman Report needs your help. We got some big challenges coming ahead of us. We're running out of time. We're running out of time for an election that's probably not going to happen. Okay? So we have to go to Plan B.
And
Heavenly Father will guide us. He will guide us.
And to wrap up from what I said in the beginning, I'll let you know what I know about Alex, but please pray for Alex Jones. Please pray for the operation, because we're next.
Yeah.
All right. God bless
you guys.